This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Hanley. For NHPR's series, The Show Goes On, we're talking with artists across the state about what's inspired them during the COVID-19 pandemic and how they're making it through. Karen Jerzyk is a fine art photographer from Manchester. Her photos have a very surreal sci-fi feel. She often photographs people in abandoned places, or she builds her own sets at her studio using lots of props. I talked with her about how her art has changed throughout the past year.
Since 2017, I've been doing this series with an astronaut, and the backstory is I just kind of had this vision of what it would be like if humans had to evacuate Earth for some reason, whether, you know, it's due to environmental issues or, you know, we couldn't breathe the air or something like that. I was like, I really want to do a series like that where it's like this astronaut comes back to Earth and they're the only ones on Earth and they're kind of walking around exploring and seeing how people used to live on this planet.
Is that dystopian aesthetic, is that related to the pandemic at all? Did you come up with that before the pandemic, or is that something you've been doing for the last year?
I've been doing that for quite some time now. I've always been kind of fascinated with places that are just left as they are. And I've explored anywhere from, you know, abandoned houses to hospitals to just all sorts of strange places. And it's almost like going into another world because they're usually just frozen in time. The astronaut is almost like an extension of what I'm already doing, exploring these places and kind of seeing how people lived and, you know, what they liked and what they bought.
You use that astronaut character in a lot of your published photographs in the last year in Manchester. I'm wondering what kind of response you got from that.
I grew up in Manchester. I actually still live in the same house that I grew up in. And I was traveling a lot up until March of 2020 when everything got shut down. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna start walking around downtown Manchester. And it seems strange, but it's just something I don't really do. I usually go to my studio, I go home, but when I take my photos, I go to other states. And walking around, I was seeing all this stuff that I hadn't seen before, like shops that I didn't know existed. And I mean, it had been years since I kind of walked around there. So
isn't that often true about the place you live in, though? You sometimes don't notice what's right in front of you until you really stop and spend
exactly.
some time dwelling in it.
I mean, yeah, it seems cliche, but that's exactly what happened. And yeah, I got a new appreciation for everything around me and where I live. I mean, it's easy to just find a friend to wear the astronaut suit. And so it's like, hey, come to the studio, you'll get in the astronaut suit, and then we can just walk around Elm Street. I went and uploaded them to like Facebook forums. And I was like, you know how the internet can be, people can be like really kind of mean or really judgy. It depends. I was like, I don't know if people are going to really get what I'm doing, but I posted them regardless. And I got a lot of good responses. I was actually pleasantly surprised. And I realized that by me looking at my surroundings differently, that I was also bringing other people with me in terms of looking at everything differently. And people would actually comment like, oh, Manchester looks cool this way and things like that. So it was really neat.
How did the photography change over the year? Or did it change over the pandemic?
So when the pandemic started, I was like, what am I going to do? You know, I panicked, much like probably everyone else, despite what kind of field you're working in or whatnot. So what I did is I ordered a bunch of mannequins. I was like, you know what, I'm going to make the best of this. So I ordered a bunch of mannequins. I have a ton of wardrobe at my studio. So I just treated the mannequins like people I would photograph. I dressed them, you know, in the same wardrobe I would dress people in. Because of that, I actually started to sculpt like masks and make characters with this like sculpting clay that I had found. I don't think the whole sculpting is something I would have done had COVID not come around. I just started doing like different, I guess, forms of art to bring into my photography and doing things much differently.
So you got a little more experimental, you think, where you probably wouldn't have done so.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did you learn anything about yourself in the process?
I make a lot of my income vending at events. So, you know, I'll go to trade shows and I'll sell my prints. And once everything started getting canceled, I was like, okay, I need to do something. I need to figure this out. I really had to rely on, you know, virtual like internet and just doing everything through my website and really reaching out to more people through the internet and changing the way I was advertising. I guess I feel very fortunate to continue to be able to do what I do during all this. I know there's a lot of people that are struggling. So I guess I just found how resilient I can be.
Karen, thank you so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.